From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Court has adjourned for the week in the hush money criminal trial of Donald Trump. Hope Hicks, former top aide to Trump, testified for much of the day about her knowledge of payments made to Stormy Daniels to keep an alleged affair with Trump from being made public ahead of the 2016 election and other negative stories from being published. During cross-examination, Hicks became visibly upset. ABC News contributor Kim Whaley called it a pivotal moment.
There are so many elements of the government's case in that moment, from the most credible witness who's closest to the president, we can read into it, jurors are human beings. It was so difficult for her to sit there, presumably, and tell the truth that she broke down and had to excuse herself.
Hicks returned to testify further. Court resumes Monday. Federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges against Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar from Texas, along with his wife.
Prosecutors say the Democrat from Laredo took in $600,000 from a Mexican bank and an oil and gas company owned by the government of Azerbaijan. A 14-count indictment says in exchange for the payments to shell companies for consulting by his wife that was never performed, Henry Cuellar used his office to push policies favoring the bank and the former Soviet Republic.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Another Israeli hostage held by Hamas in Gaza has been declared dead by Israeli forensic teams. It comes as talks between ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel continue. CIA Director Bill Burns in Cairo, Egypt, for those brokered talks that would also include boosting aid in Gaza. At the White House today, President Biden awarding the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 19 Americans. It's the nation's highest honor for a civilian. Among the recipients, former VP Al Gore and Olympic swimmer Katie Ledecky. And last-minute preparations underway at Churchill Downs ahead of tomorrow's 150th Kentucky Derby. You're listening to ABC News. Job hires declined last month, something the Fed is trying to cool off for the labor and housing markets as it fights inflation. But U.S. mortgages are still on the rise.
This is the fifth week in a row that we've seen these mortgage rates rise to 7.22%. But at the same time, we did see inventory starting to loosen up in certain parts of the country. Some more homes finally coming on the market. And the average listing price came down a little bit, about 0.5%, still, though, above $400,000.
ABC's Alexis Christophe. With about 6 months till November's presidential election, a new ABC News Ipsos poll shows the divide of Americans' views with the ongoing Israel-Hamas war and the administration's response. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Some notable shifts among independents. Then on the other end of this, you have nearly a third of Americans who say that the United States is not doing nearly enough to protect Palestinian civilians who were caught in the middle of all of this conflict. And that question in particular, that frustration really is being driven by the liberal wing, progressives who are really frustrated with the president's handling over this issue.
Most people would like to win the lottery once in their life, but Massachusetts woman is cashing in on her luck, pulling two sets of winning numbers on two $1 million prizes 10 weeks apart. She says she'll invest most of those winnings into her savings. And March Madness superstar Caitlin Clark will make her WNBA preseason debut tonight for the Indiana Fever against the Dallas Wings in Arlington, Texas. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.